Flamingos are some of the most iconic birds on Earth. But if you've ever noticed, they act really oddly when they are eating. Well, now, a team of scientists has unraveled the mystery of how flamingos snack, and NPR's Jeff Brumfiel takes a bite of the story.
Flamingos are graceful-looking birds, but come dinner time, they do something really silly. This video is of some flamingos feeding at the San Diego Zoo. They're stomping their little feet and dipping their heads in the water almost between their legs. They kind of chatter with their big L-shaped bill, then they pull their head out and do it all over again. I mean, what the heck is even going on?
Flamingos are bizarre.
Stephen Whitfield is director of terrestrial and wetlands conservation at the Audubon Nature Institute in New Orleans. Previously, he was at the Miami Zoo, where he spent a lot of time around flamingos. It turns out they're using their bills as strainers to capture food like shrimp, algae, and seeds.
They're filter feeders, so they're kind of like the bird version of an oyster.
But even if you accept Whitfield's explanation that flamingos are actually flying pink oysters, it still doesn't explain why they're stomping around and dipping their heads. It just doesn't make sense, says Saad Bamla.
Flamingos are doing everything wrong, it seems like.
Bamla is a biophysicist at Georgia Tech who studies how animals solve problems. To try and learn what flamingos are up to, his group worked with zoos to film them eating. They also did computer modeling and even 3D printed and tested mock-ups of flamingo feet and bills. The results appear in this week's Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And guess what? It turns out flamingos know perfectly well what they're doing, and now so does Bamla's group. For example, that dipping their head in and out of the water, it actually creates a little whirlpool or vortex, and that traps tiny swimming shrimp.
They would basically go straight up from the bottom sediment closer to the top where now the flamingos could, you know, chomp them off and capture them.
Same goes for the stomping feet. It pushes food towards the flamingo's bill while it's underwater, and the bill's chattering also serves to suck up tasty treats off the bottom of the wetlands.
What they're basically doing is playing with fluid dynamics, right? Using the beak, using their legs, using their heads and necks.
Bamla thinks researchers could learn from flamingos. He's interested in how their filtering behavior might apply to water filters. It might be possible to employ some flamingo strategies to keep filters from clogging. For conservation biologist Stephen Whitfield, who wasn't affiliated with the work, the flamingo physics is just pretty cool.
I mean, that's one of the great things about science is that there's always mysteries out there waiting to be solved. And with birds as bizarre as flamingos, there's probably more than average.
Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.